Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the Wake Up Call Coach.
Happy Mama Truth Monday, mamas. It's Amy Ehlers here, the Wake Up Call Coach, and welcome to another Mama Truth Show. Oh my goodness, we have a treat in store for you today because we're here in the holiday season. And I know for many of us, we might be feeling the joy and the fa-la-la-la-la and all the goodness that comes hopefully with the holiday season. And then I also know that you might be feeling a little bit of stress, or maybe a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety about the holiday season. So have no fear. I have brought on the anxiety slayer herself, the amazing Shan Vanderleek, podcaster, podcast coach, producer, incredible voice talent, and co-creator of Anxiety Slayer, which you can find at anxietyslayer.com. They've been doing this podcast, Get This Mamas, for 8 years. They have 365 episodes and over 4.26 million downloads. Yes. And Shan is actually the producer of the Mama Truth Show. I adore her. I love her. Every single week and month, she is there producing my podcast. And so I'm just so excited to also help her shine her light here to all of you mamas here on the Mama Truth Show. So Shan, welcome to the show, my dear.
Thank you for inviting me to be here with you. I love being on the other side of the camera with you and versus, you know, with my headset on and doing the editing and such. It's nice to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, I know that anxiety, I feel like, especially for me as a mom, I never really had experienced anxiety. Like, I feel like when I was growing up, maybe with tests and stuff like that, I might have some anxiety, but it wasn't until I gave birth to my firstborn and had that overwhelming feeling inside of me. I get choked up just thinking about it, of like looking down at that newborn baby and coming home from the hospital the first night and being like, is the baby breathing? Like, what's happening? And I felt like, yeah, I then had my first true touch in on anxiety. And I felt like, oh my gosh, I know that there's so many millions and millions of people in the world that live like this every single day. And so I'm curious for you, how did you come upon understanding anxiety and creating Anxiety Slayer?
Well, that's a great question. And so many of us suffer with anxiety. And like you said, it can be for different occasions. Of course, when we become mamas, our children are just everything to us. So our minds can kind of get away from us. And, you know, that's a part of it. Anxiety can be generalized anxiety as well. And for me, that's what I was experiencing before I even knew what to call it or how to label it. Mm. And my personality is such that I am a very fiery person. I am a very action-oriented person. And only in the last 10 years have I really learned to really take care of my feminine side and my being side. And so I don't struggle as much now with anxiety. But boy, when I did, I didn't really know what to do or how to care for myself beyond, oh, okay, maybe get some body work. You know, I didn't realize there were a million different things that I could do, from breathing practices to EFT tapping to different essential oils to guided relaxations. There's just so many things that you can do. And so for me, it was just this feeling of, oh, like crawling out of my skin and not really understanding why, or just almost feeling out of my body. Yeah. And so I had to really learn to ground myself. And that's about the time that I met Ananga Sivier, who is my co-host and co-producer and great friend. And she lives over in England, over the pond. And we started talking about how maybe we could support people by sharing our personal stories and sharing the tools and resources that we'd found and that we'd used and that had been helpful for us over the years. And she was really my teacher in this. Mm. And so it really started out with me being, you know, asking the questions and getting her to come forward. And then now 8 years later, we're having these great conversations about all of the different things that come up and how we can do our best to be with them and to let them pass and to not let our minds run the show.
Mm. Do you find that the majority of your listeners have increased anxiety during the holiday season?
Without question, because there's so many things going on. There's the to-do list, of course. And if you participate in gift exchange, there's the stress around shopping and around making sure that you're getting the right gift. Shopping, sometimes getting in the car is hard for some of our listeners. Just and then going to a place with so many people and fluorescent lights and sounds and things that you can fixate on. There's just, and that doesn't even come close to what people do to themselves before they have to go and be with family for an extended period of time. Sometimes that's a challenge as well. No matter how much we love them, that can be really stressful too.
Yeah. Well, and so I'm wondering, you know, I also feel like there's this added inner mean girl voice that comes around the holiday season that says to us, have fun. You're supposed to be joyful right now.
it's like the tyranny
of the quote unquote holiday season cheer and joy that we're supposed to be feeling. And so having that pressure on us of feeling like you're supposed to feel differently than you're feeling.
Yeah.
I feel like is like rubbing up against the anxiety and then increases it so much more.
Oh, it does. And the thing is at that point, and especially for people who suffer with anxiety, we need space and time to unplug. And if you're an introvert and you suffer with generalized anxiety and you have the holidays, that is really something that can be way, way too much. You have to learn how to care for yourself in that. And so some of the things that you can do if it feels like it's all too much is make sure that you're spreading out all of, you know, lots of spaciousness in what it is that you need to do. Mm. Know that you don't have to say yes to every single holiday party. You do not have to go to every single one,
right? Yeah.
And when you, if you're going away and you're visiting family, that's wonderful, but know that you can carve out time to go for a walk after a meal or to take a minute in the restroom and just take a few deep breaths and a glass of water, or, you know, just things that you can do to kind of separate yourself from the crowd when you need to and really love yourself up, take good care of yourself, and then immerse back into the family business.
Yes.
And just be really mindful that, hey, this is okay. This is who I am. And this is how I'm going to take care of myself.
If there's someone that's listening to the show right now that maybe has never labeled, like you said, sometimes I feel like people think, oh, this is just how, like, it's been with them for so long that they just feel like this is how life is. Life is stressful. This feeling of anxiety that I'm feeling is just how I'm hardwired. What would you say, like, what's the first step for someone to even understand that they might have anxiety versus just the normal stress that human beings undergo on a daily basis for being alive right now?
Well, yeah, I think that's a really good question. One of the things is if you're feeling very uncomfortable in your own skin, if you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't even fathom getting in the car today, going somewhere today, seeing people today. I can't imagine having to show up for that meeting, having to do that presentation. You know, if it's just a constant stream of things that has you kind of jangly, then chances are you've got something more than just stress going on. And, you know, it still happens to me on occasion. I will have to really check myself before an event or working with a new client or meeting somebody new, or tomorrow I'm going out with a friend. I don't ever go out with a friend during the week normally. It's not normally what I do. It's weekend stuff. And tomorrow it's like, oh, and I have to be mindful of what's going to happen here and who's going to make the dinner and who's going to take care of it. And then I stop and wait a minute. It's a couple of hours with a friend. It's, I don't need to make this bigger than it is.
Right.
But because I have some of those generalized anxiety symptoms, or just because of this part of my makeup, I have to just be mindful of it. So one of the things that you can do, if that sounds like you,
yeah,
one of the very favorite things, and I teach this to my daughter. This is great for kids too. So for all mamas, for your kids who might be suffering with anxiety as well, is called the calming point. Mm. And you take your left hand, and you take your right thumb, and you press right in the center of your hand, okay? So if you were to make a fist, wherever your middle finger lands, it's usually right in the middle of your palm. Mm. And you press the calming point nice and firm, and you take a nice deep breath in through your nose, and then exhale through your mouth, and again, and exhale. And you do this about 5 or 6 rounds of your breath. And this, the beautiful thing about this, you can put your hand in your lap, right? This, you can do this at school. You can do this at the restaurant. You can do this at Christmas dinner table. You can do this anywhere. Nobody knows that you're looking after yourself. Mm. And that particular meridian point, it's just proven that it helps bring everything down, calms everything down. It's called the calming point.
I love that. Oh my gosh, I feel so calm, much calmer. Mamas, you got to do this one. And definitely, I love the idea of teaching that to our children. I know that when Annabella, my oldest, was going off to sleepaway summer camp, which I did a whole episode on.
Yeah.
And she was having anxiety about being away. Like, she really, really, really wanted to go to the camp, was begging to go to the camp. And she also had a lot of anxiety about being gone away from home for 4 nights.
Yeah, of course.
About being able to contact me because there was no contact. And so one of the things that we did that really helped was I had her make a list of what she could do. And being able to have, like, and I love that because I'm going to teach her that yeah. as an additional tool, whether it's school-related stuff or taking a test or the, you know, going away to sleepaway camp again or yeah. going over to an overnight friend's house or whatever. It's like, if we have something to do, an action to take, right. it can just make all the difference in the world.
It really can. It you really know? Can. And Maren, my daughter, has taught this to several of her friends over the years because unfortunately she used to suffer with panic attacks and like anxiety beyond what I've known.
Yeah.
And which is just so interesting that her mom's the anxiety slayer, right? So she now is armed with all of these tools and she knows how to care for herself. Yeah. This is a kid that will look at the teacher and say, right now, I need to leave the classroom and take care of myself. And I just think, yay! That's just so great because then she goes and she does what she needs to do for herself and chances are she'll come back.
Right.
Whereas before she would just freeze and fixate and so the calming point really helped. Another thing that is extraordinarily helpful if you suffer with anxiety is Bach flower remedies. Mm. They make something called Rescue Remedy.
Yeah.
And they've been making it for years yeah. and years and years. And this is something you can get in a spray, just put it under your tongue. You can have drops in your water, just 4 drops in your water. I drink water all the time. If I have a speaking engagement or something really big that can make me feel a little like electrified, I will sip on that and it'll just really, and it works. You know, it's not, my husband teases me. He saw it was in some movie or something came up and they were using Rescue Remedy. He's like, that's really real? Like, yeah, it's really real. It really works.
I've used it on my pets before too.
You can give it to your pets before yeah. they go to the vet. So, yeah. so it's, having that Rescue Remedy with you makes sense. The other thing is breathing exercises. Just there are so many great breathing techniques. And around the holidays, you can get exasperated by people that you love, but you know, by family, by friends, by standing in line, by realizing, oh my gosh, there's only so much time left and I still have to do this and this and this and this and this. This is when you just stop. And there's a breathing exercise called the long exhale. Mm. And you've done this before, I'm sure you have, Amy, where you just inhale through your nose, maybe count to 4 heartbeats, and then exhale through your mouth and try and stretch it out as long as you can, a count of 5 or 6 or 7 or more. Whatever's best for you, if you can't do that much, And again, that will bring everything down. It'll get you right back into your body. 5 or 6 rounds of the long exhale. So it's, if you think about it as a 3-4 counts in through your nose and then exhale up to, you know, as long as you can go, realizing, okay, I know what I need to do now. Mm. It's a beautiful way to just bring it all down.
Yeah. Well, and do you find that any sort of daily practice can help keep it at bay?
There are a number of things that you can do. I'm drinking chamomile tea right now. Mm. That's one that I would recommend.
Yeah.
I have lavender everywhere. Lavender soap, lavender oil. I use a diffuser. Lavender is really, really nice. The other thing that you can do is add magnesium to your diet. Mm. Do some research. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this. We all need magnesium. We are all low on it. And magnesium, oh my goodness, it just chills you right out.
Wow.
It is 1 teaspoon. I use a product called Natural Calm. Mm. It's a lemon flavor. And you just take a teaspoon and you put it in a glass of water and you sip on that. Or you can make it warm. You can make it any way you want, warm or cold. And it will also help your body stay very regular. So you want to make sure that you're not using too much. But certainly there are other forms of magnesium that have nothing to do with that, you know, that you can put in your body that will really help. It's very, very good for you. I use magnesium all the time. I use magnesium right around my period. Helps with cramping. So I'll take magnesium instead of ibuprofen. You know, those kinds of things that are better for your body. So that's another good one.
Ooh, that's a good tip around taking magnesium. I actually have some of the Calm, which I received. A friend brought it over after I gave birth and was like, anytime you have any of those mommy anxiety moments, just add a glass of this and it'll help. And it really helped.
It really does. I try to have a glass a day. If I don't have a glass of the Natural Calm, I have some tablets that I'll take at night before bed. Really. Wow. Really good to get in your body before bed, calming, relaxing. You know, wonderful. That's the other thing too. A lot of people with anxiety struggle getting to sleep. And so there are wonderful things you can do before bed as well. And during the holidays too, oh my gosh, just put on your headset and listen to a guided relaxation. And we've created a number of different albums, and one of them is Sleep. That's what it's called. Meditations for a Good Night's Sleep. And these are all things we can do. Calming Point, Bach Flower Remedy, the long exhale, drinking wonderful tea like chamomile tea, making sure you have some lavender in your diffuser, being mindful if you do EFT tapping, you can tap for anxiety. There's just, and then once you have this resource, you know, that's one of the reasons why the gift that I'm giving today is so powerful. It's got everything we've talked about in it.
Beautiful, yes.
Like Ananga and I went crazy, and we probably put way too much in it, but we don't care. Okay, wait a minute. What are we doing here? But it's everything, because there's fear of anxiety too. Just the fear that it's going to happen, the fear that it's going to come up, and what am I going to do if that happens?
Yeah.
How am I going to get my shit together?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So you can check out that free gift that Shanna's mentioning at mamatruthshow.com/anxiety. mamatruthshow.com/anxiety. Will you just tell them what exactly the gift is?
Oh my gosh. Well, I would go on and on, but I can tell you that it's called the Anxiety Slayer Starter Course.
Yeah.
And so it has how to calm your anxiety, Ayurveda tips for protecting your mind, key practices to help you calm anxiety, and then some of the stuff that we talked about today, as well as Anxiety Slayer support sessions that we put together.
Right.
It's really in depth, and we felt like on top of a weekly review, so you can check in and see how am I doing, because we don't expect you to use every single thing that, you know, here, you know, use them all. we want you to try and see what works for you.
Yeah.
You know, the Calming Point really works for me.
Yeah.
So that's a go-to for me.
Yes.
And so is knowing that I can make changes in my nutrition pretty easily, or that I can have my space. My family knows how much I need that. And I love them very, very much, but I can't be in and on all the time. I just can't do it. So right. I won't.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like boundaries, like I've heard you say a few times, like, okay, you know, how your daughter has that boundary with her teacher of like, I actually need to leave the room for a moment. Or around the holidays, when you go and you're staying with family and you decide every morning you're going to go and have a walk that's just in silence without yes. anybody else or what have you. And I feel like that subject of boundaries is so important. And as moms, you know, having those boundaries with our children, having those boundaries with our partners, with our husbands, our boyfriends, our girlfriends, our wives, yeah. you know, like really being able, do you have any tips around that specifically you found works well to help with the anxiety?
I think it's reclaiming your voice.
Yes.
And really speaking up. And, you know, I've had a big mouth my whole life and usually know what I want and what I don't want.
Yeah.
So it's been fairly easy for me to ask for what I need, but I know that for a lot of people, that's not the case. So it really comes down to, if you know yourself well enough and you know what you need, it's okay to pull a loved one inside and say, hey, I really need right now to just get outside and get some fresh air for 10 or 15 minutes. Assure them that it's not about them, because sometimes people will take things personally or think
right.
that they've done something wrong.
Right.
I think that's one of the hardest parts. It's like, no, it's really not about you at all. It's about knowing that if I go do this, we're going to have so much more fun this weekend and at this dinner and doing this, that, or the other thing, because I know what I need. And then by teaching that to our daughters and to our sons as well, and to our husbands and partners and friends. You have friends that are constantly pushing your boundaries. It's okay to say, hey, I love you so much, but here's the deal.
Yeah.
You're going to get the other side of me soon if you don't let me do what I need to do. It's not personal.
Right.
I love you, but I have to take care of me first.
Yeah. You know, we're all about that here on the
yes.
show.
Cheers.
You know, cheers to that. Exactly. Well, and it is, you know, the old adage of put on your oxygen mask first before right. helping your loved ones. And you know, we know it. And so this holiday season, mamas, take your power back, establish those boundaries, look at what you really need to make this holiday season joyful for you. Maybe it's about doing your holiday shopping online instead of going to any of the stores, if that causes that anxiety, you know, really looking at what do you need to amp up your daily practice because of the holiday season? What are the boundaries that you need to really cement in the ground for yourself so that you can come from that space of an overflowing cup? And I think also just, you know, taking a look at the consumerism that we can get so caught up in, especially as moms, and saying, you know what, actually, we're not going to participate in that. Maybe it's about doing donations this year. I know for my family this year, we're giving the kids gifts because that's so joyful for us. But instead of exchanging with my parents or my aunts or my sisters or what have you, we're actually doing donations to the California fires, the people that were impacted by that. That's so close to our heart and so close to home here. So we're going to be doing those donations instead of buying those gifts. And it feels really wonderful.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. You have to do what feels good. If it feels good, do it, right?
Yes.
And at the same time, the other piece that we haven't talked about today that I think I should bring forward too is, please don't have expectations of yourself to have like a Martha Stewart Christmas or something.
You know, oh God.
once kids come into the picture, all of that changed. You know, when I first had Marin many moons ago now, the lovely family friend who cared for her when I went back to work at 3 months, when she was 3 months old. Anyway, she was right near my office. I got to go and breastfeed her every day at lunch. I got to see her every day. Anyway, this woman was amazing and a family friend, so I felt so lucky. But she started decorating her house for Christmas really early. I just remember wondering. And then she told me that, well, if I start now, then by the time Christmas comes, everything, and she just did a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit here. And then in their house, they celebrate Christmas. So by the time it came, she was good to go. She had 4 kids. And she had a lot going on. And so I learned from Missy that, oh, if I want to do those things, I can just do very much like our coaching, Amy.
Yeah.
Little baby steps.
Yes.
Same thing for the holidays.
Yeah.
And don't get caught in that comparison trap or having it need to be one way or another. It's about love. It's about family. It's about being together. It's about gratitude. Yeah. Anything above and beyond that is icing, right?
Love it. Yes. I have a friend, a dear friend of my mom's, keeps her Christmas tree up year round. She has like an artificial tree. She just keeps it up and then decorates it for every holiday. So it's like Valentine's Day, she has hearts all on the Christmas tree. She just keeps it up year round.
That's awesome.
Every time I go to her house, I'm like, I just love that we do this. She's like, I don't want to deal with taking it up and down. And I just, you know, I'm like, I'm gonna do it. So there you go, mamas. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, as we wrap up here, Shan, as you know, I have a question that I like to ask all of my guests. And so here it is. What's messy and what's magical about being a mom and motherhood these days for you?
Oh, what's messy is my daughter's a senior in high school.
Wow.
And with that comes a lot of letting go and knowing that very quickly she will be living her own life away from this cocoon.
Yeah.
And so just talking to you about it, I could just start bawling, even though I know it's the most natural, wonderful thing ever. That's pretty messy for me. College applications, and we just did senior pictures, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I have this party in June. And right? No, there's some anxiety for you. Right. I'm not even thinking about Christmas. I'm thinking about June, right? And so that what's magical is that my husband and I are just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And we raised her in a mom and dad who love each other, who adore each other environment, which I did not experience growing up. So to get to have that experience for us as parents and as a mama and as a child, you know, all of it, that's pretty magical.
How beautiful that is magical. And it makes me tear up just thinking about either of my daughters being ready to fly the coop off to college and all of that. So I feel both of those so deeply in my heart. And just thank you so much, Shan, for being here and sharing, you know, how to slay that anxiety during the holiday season and beyond that. And again, to get your free gift, which is the Anxiety Slayer Starter Course, you can go to mamatruthshow.com/anxiety. And Shan will hook you up with that. I hope all of you will gift yourself with that beautiful gift. Shan, thank you, darling, so much.
Thank you.
With that, mamas, until next week, sending you off with so much love. Keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms. 7 steps to nurturing yourself so you can be the mom you were born to be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.